And we're back with another episode of Black and a Half.
This is our ongoing series of live event shows that we're doing.
That is right.
I am Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And we are Black and a Half, your favorite podcast. We know that.
Yes.
And we are here recording live-ish.
I mean,
it's live-ish.
I mean, it's live for us. I guess it's live every week.
This is, full throttle. Live. It's we're at Norwest Con.
Yes.
The 40th Norwest Con. It's
exactly.
Our first one.
Yeah, right across from the airport.
Yeah.
SeaTac.
You know, DoubleTree Hotel.
That's right.
DoubleTree by Hilton, I think it's called.
I actually thought this was a swingers convention.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite sure, but
when I see people dressed as Guardians of the Galaxy characters and Renaissance people, if they were swingers, I might get involved. I mean, that's I'll do that. We got our it's called a science fiction and fantasy writing convention, but
yes.
It seems to have it's more than just writers. I thought it was going to be writers.
Oh, this is a huge culmination of everything. This is not only
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we've got
there's board games.
The board games.
Writers, there's
PC games.
PC games. I was like, I had a feeling when that got brought up that you only play PC games.
Yeah,
Manny.
I'm not
is
much
that
of a.
What it is?
I'm not a good card person. I just you guys drop
card?
These spells on me. I don't know.
Do you play card games?
Like Uno. Like that's
what I gotta get you into some card games.
We should.
Some board games. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed lately with X-Wing miniatures. I just got that.
So we just.
And we'll talk to somebody later that I met.
Who is a big...
Now, okay, yeah, it's live. It sounds like we're going to predict the future here, but
right.
I actually ran into somebody. We're going to go back
to
their booth and interview them. I met them at an X-Wing little night at Card Kingdom in Ballard.
Okay.
I really like that place a lot.
We should do a live recording from there, too.
You should check that out. Maybe. That might be a fun game night. Look at Manny with the
right.
ideas.
I'm trying.
You know,
trying.
First we hired him just because he was pretty, and now he's got ideas.
Exactly.
So we're here at Comic-Con. How you doing?
We're recording our live podcast.
Live podcast recording a Black and a Half.
What was your name?
My name's Marta Mervash.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys. What are your guys' names?
Manny Martin.
Hi.
Silas Lindenstein. So we're the Black and Half podcast. He's the Black.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm the Half. Good to meet you.
Definitely. Here is one of our cards if you want to listen and hear yourself on the podcast.
You're a panelist on Team Kangaroo by...
Team Kangaroo is Curtis Chen's... I haven't had a chance to read it, but it sounds delightful.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... What is it? Kangaroo is a super secret agent, and he... He's got his worst mission yet, or his toughest mission yet, is vacation. He's got his second book coming out soon.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, like I said, I haven't read it, but it's definitely on my to-be-read list.
Okay,
well.
Right.
So that's Team Kangaroo. I'm a short fiction writer. I'm also a teen librarian.
Oh.
So.
Are you out of Seattle?
So I'm actually not Seattle. I'm actually in a regional library system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's in the Pacific
you
Northwest.
You live in a regional library system?
No, I live in Northwestern Washington.
Oh, okay, okay.
I work for I'm not representing my library system today.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But you live in, outside of Seattle.
Yeah, I live in Northwestern Washington.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. This is awesome. Where are you guys from?
Seattle.
Bring the mic back to you when you talk.
Yeah, bring it back to me when I talk. I'm sorry, these live podcasts.
Yeah, we're from, we live in Seattle, and we're comedians up there. We have this podcast, and so we came down, one of our panelists, or one of our guests, suggested that we come down and to Norwest Con, because we did this at Comic Con, and it was very fun. And
sounds like so much fun. I do have to run, because
no worries.
But I just got back from the Comics for Young Readers, and I have a bag filled with graphic novels.
Oh,
that I'm
awesome!
So excited.
Very
about.
Cool. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your convention.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Take care. Oh, I know. That would have been
too.
Fun.
Me too. That was crazy.
Yeah.
People just coming out. You see a mic. And
people
want to
be
part of it.
Part of it, yeah. That
They're like,
cool.
They know something's going on. They don't want to. What is that called? FOMO?
I don't know.
No, fear of missing out. Yeah, FOMO.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that?
No, I thought you were just being a bigot.
No. It's called FOMO. Fear of missing out. It's a it's initials.
Oh, okay.
People see, I want to be part of that.
Right,
It's like whenever, like, okay, see, you're on a show or something, the parlor, like, or right. or there's like a contest, and you're like, well, I can't like, make it.
Yeah.
And so you get all this anxiety because you don't know
what
like,
you missed
oh,
out
I could have won.
Right.
Or like, who shows up?
I could have been famous. And
or like, why show up at shows? Remember when Louis C.K. showed up at the Comedy Underground?
That's right. And he was like telling everybody that they had a great set.
Yeah. Y'all didn't, by the way. We know because we saw the line. No, just kidding. I'm sure you had a great set and you definitely
yes, you killed
should
it
have won the competition.
And you probably should be on HBO now. So.
But yeah, so that's like going to Underground because somebody famous might show up.
Right.
You do it out of FOMO.
Right. Oh, that's, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's
well, you learn
cool.
something new every day.
Yeah,
every, something
that's,
every day.
See, that's what Black and a Half is about. You
that's
come
right.
here,
we're
not just for the comedy and the diversity, but for the to learn stuff.
Exactly.
And so we're walking through. Okay, so we're entering NorwestCon now, describing the scene. Because we haven't walked.
Yeah.
Here's what we did. We got here,
yes.
Picked up, you know, got our passes, and then, well, we didn't walk through it yet,
yeah.
really, because we wanted you to
kinda
experience
it
with us.
Wow.
We wanted you to. To know it. So right now, as you enter, of course, there's a Starbucks. No.
With the longest line. And this is the...
Now, they're serving a Starbucks coffee.
Yes.
Proudly.
Proudly.
Because of the sign.
Yeah.
I know
but,
that.
You know, it's like... I don't know if, like, people at Starbucks just aren't necessarily happy. But I definitely noticed that the cashier is, like, a little upset.
They're happy. That's not a Starbucks.
Isn't that Starbucks?
No, look. It's Thunderbird Market.
Oh, I was way
but
off.
But maybe it's because they have Starbucks that makes them unhappy.
Ah, so yeah, there
They're
you
like,
go.
They're like, man, if we could only have real coffee.
if we could do Tully's, we'd be happier.
So we're walking in. There's some booths right out in the hallway.
Yeah. We got crop dusted.
Well, what do we got? We got that was great. Crypticon Seattle.
Yes.
Oh, that's another convention. OzCon. Which one of these could we go to?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably check them all out.
Crypticon's a horror one.
Is that a OrcaCon with like whales?
No, that's what?
Over there,
Orca?
You see that? OrcaCon?
Oh, it is an OrcaCon.
Free
I thought
Willy.
You just couldn't read. Like OzCon. I was like, no, that's a Z. Dude, what's wrong with you? OrcaCon.
Oh,
let's find out. What's
yeah.
going on here? Crypticon is horror. I know that.
That.
We should try to get to this one.
Grab
so Crypticon
a couple.
Seattle.
Very
all right.
Cool.
Oh, it's here. It's going to be here at the DoubleTree Hotel, May 5th through 7th. Oh, that's just like in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
It's a horror festival, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Sass Lindenstein. This is
Manny Martin.
We're
Black
the
and
podcast
half.
Black and a Half.
Yeah.
We're here recording live for our podcast. Just came down to NorwestCon. Maybe we'll come down to CryptoCon
and see
what it's like. What's your name?
My name's Ryan. And, CryptiCon, this is our 10th convention, and we celebrate everything that goes bump in the night.
Oh, okay.
We have celebrity guests, we have George Romero, and a bevy of actors and actresses from his films. We have makeup contests, film festivals,
Prom
of the Dead, which is
get
black
a lot
and white
of-
theme. This year.
That's awesome.
In honor of George Romero.
Do you get a lot of cosplay happening?
We do. We have
it?
A cosplay contest this year.
Does it look like a Halloween night?
It is.
We kind of
harp on, you know, people. It's a little bit of the macabre. Everything of the convention is around the macabre, which can open up so much creativity. We really enjoy as far as we're one big happy family.
Nice.
It's a family reunion that you look forward to every year
nice.
For us.
So now, let me ask you this: what's your favorite scary movie, or do you have one?
You know, the one that terrified me the most was The Notebook.
Yes,
that Nicholas Sparks man, he writes some scary stuff.
That's hilarious.
Frightened me. Night terrors for months.
Oh, cool.
Now, what is your favorite horror drama or genre of horror subset? I guess are you a zombie guy, a monster guy?
What I really appreciate. The original Universal Studios ones, and everything that Alfred Hitchcock did, and Vincent Price, and those will always be my favorites because they're the OGs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's you have to love them. I really love things like John Carpenter and all the movies that he did, and helped reboot things like The Thing that even got rebooted again. A couple of years ago with the Swedish team and everything. Yeah. I really like the creativity that the macabre can bring. And as far as like in cinema, it's interesting because there's things can have elements of terror, but you don't consider them horror.
Right.
Like Alien or Aliens or things like Predator or, you know, a lot of those movies in the 80s or Jaws. Or, you know, it's we had Richard Kiel a couple years ago who played Jaws in 007. That wasn't a scary movie, but he was a monster.
Oh, he was terrifying.
A monster. And so we had him, and he got along great. He went over really well. Everybody loved him. So, yeah, it's we just, much like a lot of the other conventions, we just focus on it's just a big family reunion of creativity.
Nice. I love it.
Have you ever done LARPing? Have you ever LARPed? Live action role playing?
Yeah. I used to in like my teenage years and everything. And
do you feel like with Trump being elected that we're all just LARPing a horror movie right now? Or is it more like
that? That is false news. I don't know where you got that. I'm going to build a wall around this podcast right now.
All right. Well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to give you one of these, man. Thanks so much,
thank
man. It's awesome.
Okay, have a good one. Okay. So and then we're walking over to the OrcaCon.
OrcaCon. So this is cool.
OrcaCon, from my understanding, it's a big gathering of orca whales every year that they come together to meet each other in costume. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
But you know what? That sounds like an amazing event. I would totally love that.
So, okay, tell us, what is OrcaCon?
OrcaCon is a tabletop games convention located up in Everett, and our focus is on diversity, inclusion, and representation and accessibility in tabletop. Gaming conventions tend to be 99.9% straight white dudes over the age of 35. And so I am bringing in all my guests of honor, my special guests are all marginalized creators. And so we're making a place where everybody is welcome. And we play games. That's all we do. We had just under 1,000 people this year for our second con.
Do you ever worry that by telling people that most conventions are 99% straight white males, like, then that's where everyone knows to go to meet the straight white men? Like, and then, you know, because you don't know where else.
Such a problem.
Yeah, because they don't know where else to go. They're like, how do I meet a straight white man?
How do I know that I have a voice? How do I know this is for me? Why don't they make things for me, the white man?
Okay, so it's up in Everett.
Yep.
January 12th through 14th.
Yeah, we're MLK weekend.
What's your go-to? Do you have a favorite tabletop?
Favorite type of game?
Yeah.
Well, I play it a lot of Catan because I work for Catan Studio.
Oh, do you?
And I work for Green
Are they
Money
out
House.
Of the Northwest or where?
They
are.
I work remotely.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the organized play coordinator, so I make people play games.
Okay.
Have
you played the Star Trek Catan game?
I have. I own Star Trek Catan. It's fantastic. Little bitty tiny spaceships. It's really awesome.
So I have a daughter, 10 years old. I was looking at I'm getting her into more gaming, tabletop gaming. I saw the Settlers of Catan, and then I saw Catan Junior.
Catan
I was
Junior
wondering,
is super fun.
Okay, now I was wondering, like, is that just playing down to her to have her play that, or is that actually good?
No, it actually has its own strategy, and it's a little bit different type of resource management. It plays a lot faster than a traditional Catan game, but it's a good way if she likes Catan. Catan Junior definitely loves the other, but Catan Junior is also a good way to bring people who don't play games into games. Because it's a good beer and pretzels game. So, because it can get fiddly. Catan and other games can get a little fiddly, and Catan Jr. isn't so fiddly. It's super cool, and you have little pirate ships, and, you know, it's got a different theme, so it's super fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. I haven't played Catan myself. I know it's a game I would like, but I'm in a house of a couple women. Well, I'm not calling my girl a woman. I have a wife woman, and then I have a daughter. I'm not calling a woman yet. She's 10. I can't handle that.
No.
She's a little girl.
Not yet.
Yeah, 16 months. I don't think she's going to be playing Catan Jr., though. I don't think she'll try to eat Catan Jr. I think she'll just like, put him in her mouth. Or do I eat this? This is awesome.
You know what's a good game that's pretty accessible? It's called Splendor.
Oh, okay.
Splendor. And it also has poker chips as part of the thing, so it's really tactile and fun to make the sounds with the things. But it's a really accessible kind of game for people to play. And then Ticket to Ride is also another one, because you're building trains across the states, yeah.
I've seen that one. Man, games are so much more, like, I feel like...
You have a game.
Oh, what game is that? What do you got?
Mysterium.
What's Mysterium?
It's a cooperative storytelling game that is similar to Clue, but you use art to try to establish who killed the ghost player. And so it kind of has a game master who is the ghost, is trying to give the other players clues, but they can only communicate through art.
So where'd you pick that up?
Just in the dealer's room.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Oh, awesome. Down there's the dealer's room for... Okay, so I saw a dealer's room, and I was like, well, I don't really smoke pot, so I don't think I need to go there. That's not what it's about?
Right.
Oh, so it's a gaming room?
Games, and there's a lot of costuming stuff. There's a lot of jewelry, books. There's a guy selling armor and swords. There's an anime booth. There's kind of a lot of stuff over there.
Okay. And so your name's Dylan Templer? Is that right? You're a panelist here. Is that your writer?
I'm not a writer. I work in tabletop games. I actually work with Donna.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Green Ronin. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Small world. There you go.
Are you here? Are you supposed to be working?
No.
Okay.
I just came over.
I was going to make sure you get to work if you got
He just came to pick up a game that I have for him.
There you go.
Another game. Do you have a favorite game? Like, what's your go-to game? People come over.
Oh, man. It changes a lot. Right now, probably the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shadows of the Past.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Wait.
Loving the shirt, too.
It's a board game that was on Kickstarter just last year, and mm-hmm. it shipped last fall. And I've only gotten a chance to play it a few times, but oh, my God.
What kind of game is it? Is it like
miniatures? It's a miniatures game, yeah. Yeah, so it's similar to... Gosh, what's it kind of like? So there's a game called Descent, which is... kind of like playing Dungeons and Dragons, but with a board game and miniatures and stuff, rather than role playing with pen and paper, right? And it's kind of like that. You have four players that are the Ninja Turtles, and one person plays the Foot Clan.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, he's a huge
Ninja Turtle fan. Yeah. So
awesome. This might be my gateway to getting more into tabletops. He likes to sit in front of a TV and have that control his life.
Yeah, I'm all on the Switch now. That's my big thing. Zelda, I'm obsessed.
I was on a panel this morning about video games.
Oh, nice.
And nobody in there had a Switch, but everybody's like, ah! Want!
Yeah, you should have tried to sell them here.
Yeah.
He had two.
I bought a couple to sell, and then I ended up selling one to him at price, at cost, because I got chicken.
That's friendship right there.
You know, it was friendship. You know what he told me? He said, a bunch are coming out in April, and you'll lose your money. And so now they're not out. I think I got played
friend.
Here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, so could have been bank. I could
try to make you famous though.
Oh.
So,
awesome, awesome.
Cool.
Well, enjoy your games during the night.
See,
that's our podcast. It's Black and a Half. So,
I'm the black,
the black
half, and he's half.
So, we'll check it out.
Send me email right on there, info@orcacon.org, and we'll talk. We'll get you on board.
Awesome.
Do you have a lot? How many panels? Like, do you have a lot of panels on there?
We do.
In separate rooms too, like this.
Yeah,
like,
we had two panel rooms because we're a smaller event. We had just under 1,000 people, so this one's like four times as large as ours.
Yeah.
But we're still growing because we're in our third year. But
so at Comic Con, we perform a show each year, called Real Nerds of Comedy. We come in and like a panel, except it's a show. And then, it's always the biggest
we'll have
hit of the
panel
convention.
Submissions open probably in a couple months.
Okay.
So, you're more welcome to submit, but we'll talk.
We'll
talk because I'd like to bring in, I want to bring in more diverse voices.
Yeah.
Instead of just like old lady, white lady.
Oh, but gorgeous ones, whatever.
Oh, thank you. It's my Hufflepuff hat.
Right.
I know it is.
That's good. Go.
Social justice Hufflepuff today.
That's right.
So. I can't go to the rally.
The social justice one, wouldn't they? They would be out there. They'd be marching.
Social justice paladin. I mean,
Trump's a Slytherin. We all know that, right? And
he's a dark lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll speak it.
All right. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much, guys.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Hey, nice meeting you.
Okay. I'm like, we're at one convention. We're talking about all these other conventions.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
We're doing a podcast for Black and a Half. The podcast.
Yep.
We're live. This is our live podcast recording. We've been coming to the new... We started at Comic-Con. We're here at this one to see what it's about. What brought you to NorwestCon?
I've been going almost my whole life.
Have you?
Yeah, my grandmother actually was part...
So the full 16 years?
Thank you. He's my new friend. And my grandmother was with the Northwest Science Fiction Society before they even started this.
Oh, so cool.
So it's just, I kind of grew up with it. Love the parties, love the people, love the costumes, interesting panels. It's just a whole lot of fun for 4 days.
Are you are you writers yourself? Like just like, writers or just fans?
I'm writing poetry when I have 5 minutes to myself twice a year.
Okay. So are you a fan or just a do you get involved in science fiction at all?
Oh yeah. I like science fiction. Okay. I've been reading it since I was a teenager.
Awesome. What's your go to science fiction on a Friday night? What do you love?
All right. I can't remember what they were called. They were short stories. They were fantastic. Nebula books or something like that.
Okay, those are familiar. Fantastic.
Mostly I'm into fantasy. Nice.
Okay. Like, I like Lord of the Rings. Were you a Lord of the Rings fan?
I never read it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I never read the books. I was the Harry Potter.
Did you watch the movies?
I watched movies, but I mean, yeah, I wasn't the books and everything. So.
But I was reading Songs of Fire and Ice before it became popular as an HBO show. And all of the people who I told, you should read this book, they were like, no, we don't do that.
Nah.
But then they're like, oh, you got to watch this show. And I'm like, read the book.
Well, I think the biggest problem is with that is books don't have the nudity and HBO does.
That's a fair assessment.
They're like, oh, wait, I have to read about it? I just want to see it right there.
That's awesome. That's funny. Funny. And that's probably very accurate.
All right. Well, thanks, you enjoy
guys.
Your con.
Yeah, enjoy.
Your con.
Thanks.
Well,
nice
to meet you. Good to meet you.
Take care.
So nice meeting you.
Okay. So Rusty Con. This is Rusty Con. So we're at the Rusty Con booth.
Now this looks cool.
Rusty Con. I don't have a joke for this. It's not dirty. No. I don't know. Like it's like a Rusty Trombone Con. Like,
yeah,
what
this is
that? Trying to figure out what
it's fun. I don't
know.
This looks like
I know the people at the booth. They're one is a Star Lord and the other has horns. And we're trying
hunters.
To figure out.
Okay.
So.
Oh, are they on Netflix?
Okay, so the Rusty
hey,
Con booth.
How are
Hi,
ya?
We're Manny Martin,
Silas Lindenstein. We're
Black
we're
and Black and a Half, the podcast.
Nice to meet you.
And you're this is the Rusty Con booth.
Correct.
Yeah. What's your name?
Leslie.
Okay. So what is Rusty Con?
Science fiction fantasy convention. Pretty generic. We cover all the bases. We handle everything.
Okay. Is there so what's the pitch to somebody that like they're like, well, I go to Comic-Con. Why? Well, what's RustyCon gonna offer me?
A lot friendlier.
I love it. There you go. Yeah, we want to get our listeners to go check out RustyCon.
Wait, RustyCon
35 is coming up in next January.
Oh wow. Okay. We missed the January one. Okay.
From this January.
Wow, so you've been going on that long?
Yes.
Wow.
Our program books have a calendar in them, so they're usable all year round.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's really cool.
I like that.
Okay, so January 12th through 14th. Okay.
That's the first one.
All right.
This next year's a special year. For 2018, we're going to be having two.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So 35 is going to be in January, and then 36 is going to be in October.
Okay.
Oh.
We're doing a time hop.
Time hop. That's awesome. Double your pleasure.
Instead of moving the convention somewhere else, we're moving through time, and we're going to be hosting RustyCon in October from here on out.
Okay.
So there'll be like a long break for some people, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But instead of having to go for a whole year without RustyCon, we're doing two, and that way.
Yeah.
You know. Well, that way nobody goes through withdrawals from conventions.
So, I mean, you're not one of the founders, obviously, because you're.
No, I'm the secretary.
Secretary. Okay. Oh, awesome.
Star-Lord is your bodyguard back here. Nice to meet you.
RustyCon is kind of we call it the convention where everybody knows your name. It's a homecoming convention. Okay. It's where people know each other. It's a whole lot more of a family reunion than this, where you're kind of wandering the halls not knowing anybody. So, you know, pretty much a guarantee at RustyCon you're going to run into somebody you know.
Okay.
Like Cheers, it's where everybody knows your name.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about conventions? Like going to
conventions
sci-fi
in general?
Yeah.
Dressing up.
Okay. Big cosplay. So those of you that don't see, he's got some horns on, big horn. I'm trying to catch what it is.
Demon.
Oh, hey, demon. I was like, oh crap, I don't know the character.
It was great earlier when I was peeling and eating a hard-boiled egg. You know, souls of the unborn.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna do that all Halloween. Just start eating eggs out front. That could be a creepy look. Like, yeah, you can eat an egg creepy.
Oh, these were some posters that we had for just a promotion.
Okay.
So they're free. Candy's free. We use the candy to draw people in.
Cool.
It works every time.
Awesome. Well,
look at the black man. Like, is that free?
I know,
shit?
Is that free?
Like, how much is that? Like,
cool. All right. Well. Yes, please.
Ooh,
yeah, I'll
awesome.
Take one of those.
Awesome.
Well, so nice to meet you. Do you have any?
Yeah,
cards?
Let me give you one of our cards here. So that Black and a Half
Black
podcast.
A half, yep.
This will come on in a couple weeks. This episode.
Yeah.
So a little publicity for you. Hopefully get people to know about RustyCon.
Definitely. That's right. RustyCon, where everybody
put on
knows
your
calendars,
your name. January 12th through 14th, 2018.
At the Marriott.
At the Marriott.
Okay.
Yeah, not at the Doubletree. It's at the Marriott, the big one. You can get points there.
There you go.
That's right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Hey, nice meeting you guys.
And then Starcane. Starcane
oh,
and Spokane.
Man.
That's the final booth that we're going to stop at here for the conventions.
How are you?
October 13th through 15th this year in Spokane. Starcane. So it's Star Trek convention, correct?
It is a sci-fi fantasy fandom convention.
Oh, okay. I just
we're
saw.
Not just
okay,
Trek,
I saw
Star
Walter
Trek.
Koenig there. So I was like, oh, yeah, now I see everybody else. Okay.
Yep. Dirk Benedict, Dragon Drone. This is our first convention this year, trying to get it off the ground.
And then I look over here and I see a Star Wars sampler.
Somebody had a couple extra books and they just left them there for anybody
books.
To take.
Free books. Free Star Wars books.
Oh, man. Okay. You guys definitely need all the listeners out there. You need to jump on this Starcane. And then it is going to be.
Especially
in
Spokane. Especially if you're
Spokane,
in Spokane.
Yeah, if you're in Spokane.
You should be seeing it. You have no excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
what
in
else?
Spokane.
Yeah. What else is going on out there?
Yeah. Like, you'd have to travel over the mountains in October. You don't want to come. Like, you don't want to come to Seattle. You want to stay in Spokane and go over there. But if you're in Seattle, you want to get away. You want to get away from Seattle. You want to go
to
Spokane.
So much to do.
Right.
It's better weather. It's better weather.
It's at the Doubletree Hotel, which is right in downtown Spokane.
Okay.
There's lots of good restaurants, bars. There's great shopping. There's Riverfront Park. There's all sorts of things to do.
Now, are you one of the founders of Starcane? Or,
I am the founder.
The
of
founder? Oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
So what made what? Okay, so taking on a convention is a big thing, from what I've seen on Netflix.
Yes.
What got you to say, like, I'm going to start one? I'm going to do this.
I was lucky enough to be involved in the 20th anniversary Star Trek convention that was held in Spokane. It's the first convention I ever went to. Volunteered to help. Ended up a number one gopher to the entire committee. And so for the last 30 years, I've wanted to do another one.
Okay.
And so I've been working on this for about 4 years now. I've got a small committee. And we're
is this the first one?
This is our first one.
Oh, this is awesome. The inaugural. Yeah, you got to go to an inaugural
one.
Yes,
you do not want to miss this. You want to say you were there from the very beginning. And then when it's like 50 years in, you could say you were
there.
I was there.
Yeah. Starcane. Now, I don't think other people associate nerdyisms with Eastern Washington typically. Do you feel that that gets a reputation?
There are tons of fan groups and fans over there for everything. Star Trek, Star Wars, Firefly turns 15 this year. Star Wars, of course, is 40 this year. There's the Honor Harrington groups. There's all sorts of fans. We want to open the door to everybody. Everything is... I'm a Star Trek person, of course, with all of this. We'll even let Star Wars people in the door. if they pay, they get in. We are going to have, it's going to be family friendly. We will have programming for kids. Backstage stuff, writers, anime, costuming, everything. We want to show the whole picture.
I love it. I love it. So what is your favorite, I guess, era of Star Trek?
It's like picking children, man. Like, you're going to be like, okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay, she got the Spock tattoo. This is diehard fan. You're not even that much of a diehard.
I don't have any tattoos.
I know, but still, maybe you need to step your game up.
I don't know. Well, I think, you know what? When you have perfection like this, you don't want to mess with it, right?
That's the number one thing about getting a tattoo, make sure you want it.
Yeah, there you go.
If you don't want the same thing six months from now, don't get it.
Yeah.
It's got to be
eat the same cereal.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a commitment. So just like this convention is a commitment for me. This is my full-time job. This is my child. And
it's your tattoo. It's your emotional tattoo.
Exactly.
Because after
exactly.
It's not going away.
I love it.
It's going to be there.
All right. So, listeners, Starcane this year, Spokane, Washington. That's right. You want to be there. Do not miss it.
We should talk to the Spokane Comedy Club.
We should.
Let's see, like, maybe we can get them to.
Oh, we should get them
to
a little push it. Yeah.
You hear that, Spokane Comedy Club?
Yeah,
we know you're watching.
Spokane Comedy Club, yes. You're
we know
out
you're
there.
Listening. They're not
yes.
watching us.
You're not watching
they're
us,
listening.
But you're listening. So.
The dates are October 13th through 15th, okay. Which puts us on Friday the 13th. We are going to have fun with that.
Yes.
Don't know yet what we're going to do.
Mirror universe evil, maybe. I don't know.
I would. I've got so many ideas. I don't know where to go with it, but we're gonna have a good time.
Just don't do Friday. Just don't do like Jason in outer space. That was awful. That was an awful science fiction.
No.
All right. Well, so here's our cards. Black and a Half podcast.
Okay.
You can check us out.
Cool. Well, so very nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name again? Paula. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you much.
All right, guys. So, Spokane, Washington.
Starcane. Yeah. Okay. So, now I guess we'll get into the convention now that
yes.
we stopped at all those spots.
International Space Station over here.
Space Station. We got robots.
I was reading something.
Yeah. You read.
I do. Every now and then I read these articles.
All right.
And,
it's not just pornography, people.
Not just pornography. Sometimes you can read the articles.
Right.
But, I'm starting to find that they only can have a human survive on Mars for about 60 days. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. They did the research.
No, Matt Damon survived for months. Museum of Pop Culture. Huh? Look at it.
Oh, hey, guys.
Look, we just went by a booth. It's called Museum of Pop Culture booth.
I love this.
Hi, we're the Black and a Half podcast.
That's right. I'm Manny Martin, Silas Lindenstein.
He's the Black.
Hiya, Sarah and Amy.
Sarah and Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
So what? Tell us about what's the
Museum of Pop Culture. It's formerly EMP Museum. So that crazy building in Seattle Center, right under the Space Needle. So we have music exhibits, but we also have fantasy, sci-fi, horror film, video games. And our newest exhibit is the Science Fiction and Fantasy Hall of Fame exhibit. So we're taking nominations for what you'd like to see in the Hall of Fame next year.
Wait, so the name EMP is gone?
It's gone. We switched.
When did that happen?
November.
November?
Did you know about this?
No, actually, you know what I did?
You call us Mopop.
You got to lift the mic
Mopop.
Here.
Mopop.
Mopop.
Okay. So we can nominate.
Did a black man come up with that? sounds like what do we got? Want some pop?
Yeah,
I want some Mopop.
Some Mopop.
Mopop. Like, hey, that's good.
All right, so let's see.
Everyone that's currently in.
Okay.
Everyone that got in last year.
Okay.
And then right here, you can nominate who you want this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Science Fiction Hall of Fame.
Everything from movies, books, show creators, authors.
Okay.
It's really broad.
So now, can people go online and do this as well? And
okay, so, folks, a couple weeks ago was your deadline.
You missed it.
You had slacker.
Yeah.
Why don't you stand there?
There'll be a short list up on the website in a couple months, and people will be able to vote on the short list, and then we'll pick four that will get it.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you're still in it.
And so, I see these ribbons. You got ribbons here. How do you earn ribbons? By nominating.
Okay. All right.
I want a ribbon. Yeah. Now that we just found out about the ribbon thing. So they have a whole list of ribbons here.
Let's see. Passionate about pop culture. Okay.
Melissa, so
we can volunteer.
Says, blue pill, red pill, replicant, princess.
No joke. Jim Henson. Wait. So do you guys have Fraggle Rock?
We will have many Fraggle Rock.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm definitely coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You can volunteer for that.
Okay.
We have opening party. It's going to be really fun.
Nice.
I believe it's May 20th.
Okay, hold.
May 19th is the party. May 20th is
Okay. So, okay, May 19th, the party. So you hear that, listeners. Party's going to be big. We're going to turn up, and we're going to vote.
Wait, I got to vote right now, right?
You're going to vote. Okay,
what
go
is
for
this?
It.
Wait. The 2000. Wait, do I vote for the inductee list?
That was for who was inducted last year.
Oh,
so
they
you
were
can
inductee.
Come up with anybody.
Okay.
Somebody could do a show. You could do your favorite book, your favorite author.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Just someone that hasn't been inducted.
Okay, right.
So we just throw names in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so there's not like a list.
I mean, Star
That's
Trek just got in.
It could be anybody.
Okay.
Star Trek just got in. I think I know what. Okay, my creation. I'm gonna nominate is a Battlestar Galactica.
Love it.
All right, because I think that
we used to have a Battlestar Galactica exhibit. It was awesome.
Oh,
huge ships.
Hold on.
The show.
You know what? I'm sorry. I just realized.
Okay.
No, I just realized I can't. I looked at the list. Buffy's not on there. Okay, sorry, that's going Buffy.
Joss Whedon has been nominated by quite a few people.
Okay. Chris.
Yeah, he has.
He's
in.
He's not in it.
He's not in.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Hopefully.
Buffy. So we have Mr. Pointy in the museum. I don't know if you knew
so
that.
Cool.
Mr. Pointy? Really?
Yeah, and one of the
I didn't
of
know.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going Whedon on this. Okay. And they want my email.
Yeah, then you'll be notified when the list is ready.
Okay, and notify that you picked us. Woo, didn't drop, didn't break. It's still recording.
Yep.
It's still recording, people. All right, I'm putting my name in here. See, this is like easy as voting. Look, and I got to do this because if I don't vote for Joss Whedon, Trump might get in, right? Because he's a version of science fiction. And okay. You don't vote. I'm not putting Jill Stein down. I'm not putting Ralph Nader. I'm putting somebody I think might get it.
What was the gorilla's name that everybody kept throwing on there? The one who got killed? Harambe? Didn't he?
Harambe.
Get,
Harambe. Great. Thank you for that joke, people. All right. So I voted. Huh? I get two?
Yeah.
All right. Believer makes it sound religious. No, hold on.
Okay.
Like, so I'm worried about that. I don't want. Okay, I never.
Oh
want,
yeah, there you go. X Files.
I know.
Wonder Woman. Blade Runner, Princess Bride, 2001, Myst, and Star Trek.
Okay, so I want the Star Trek. I want the captain.
Definitely gonna do the captain.
Captain for sure. Was the red pill or the blue pill the one that made you see reality?
The.
Blue pill puts you back in the matrix.
Wait, say it again.
Red pill makes you wake up. Blue pill keeps you in the matrix.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'll red pill.
Red pill.
I'm waking up. I'm woke. Right?
I'm woke.
I'm
all
woke,
right.
Man. I'm red pilled. Can we change that? Maybe as nerds we can change that being woke to, because woke's getting overused.
Yeah.
Maybe change it to red pilled.
Red pilled?
I got red pilled, yo.
This is us, Black and a Half. So, yeah, feel free to
what's it? They are two
in.
People.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I'm assuming
yeah,
you're not.
There we go.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. You're welcome.
Cool.
So,
yeah,
well, thank you guys.
Yeah,
and,
because maybe pretty soon our name
we might make
will
it on
be
there
on
someday.
The
probably
the,
like 2040
culture,
something like that, but I'll be okay with that.
Yeah,
it'll be big stuff.
He's so cute, like we're all going to be alive. Okay. thank you so much.
Thanks so much, guys.
Mopop.
Mopop.
I did not know they changed the name.
Neither did I, but
like,
that's really cool.
Like, it's good that they're out here doing this sort of
I think I got to start adding stuff to my grab bag. So.
To your grab bag? Okay.
Yep.
We got these grab bags here. Got to put them in there. Ooh, look, a wall of books.
Not to be confused with Trump.
Hey, Patrick Tumelson's book is up here. He's a comic.
Is he?
He's a comic. He's I don't know where he lives exactly, but he's come out. I almost had him on a show when he's come out.
The Poison Eater looks good.
Huh?
The Poison Eater.
So does Patrick's podcast or book, because he might be on our show one day.
Yeah, we would love for you, man. Patrick, you have a beautiful cover to your book.
Yeah, I wonder if that's him.
Trident's Forge.
I think that's how he imagines himself, is what I'm saying.
Trident's Forge.
The Lives of Dal. Oh, it's great, because probably the a bunch of the writers that are here this weekend. Oh, look, Free Sampler. That's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite books of all time.
We should have taken that Darth go. Vader book.
You know what? I've been trying to minimalize my life. So,
I'm
trying to say no to things.
Yeah.
Here's T-shirts. My T-shirts.
Oh, there you go.
I'm also trying to nerd. I prefer intellectual badass. That's the T-shirt.
Yes.
Cleric. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of good.
These are good.
How do you, I mean, you're wearing a nerd shirt right now.
Atari.
Sort
yeah.
of Atari.
I don't have enough good shirts.
Do you, like okay.
I want to
I
get
mean,
one
you're younger than me.
Yeah.
A little. I mean, in like in spirit, I'm younger again. For sure. I liked it. Oh, there's one with a bunch of different dice. I like that one.
There you go.
I don't know. I started feeling like I'm getting kind of old.
To
like
be wearing t-shirts?
Wearing nerd shirts all the time.
Why not?
Like not my age. I don't know.
You
maybe
never grow up.
You know, if I had pecs like you, I would maybe. But
I don't really have.
Now
pecs.
I just like. I
the
mean, I like this Admiral Akbar
surprise.
Belgian beer T-shirt, but I don't want like my man boobs pushing them out.
That's all right. We just got to hit the gym a little bit more. We're walking around. We're burning calories.
We
right
are.
Now.
We're burning calories.
That's what we're doing.
Man, denim, hoodies, $45.
I have CDO. It's like OCD.
But the letters are in alphabetical order, as
they
should.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a good, that's
I
a
like
good joke.
That.
That's
like
a solid
that.
Joke,
yeah, yeah.
actually. Oh, wow, man. Don't you hate, do you ever hate that when you see like a joke and you're like.
I'm like, I wish
wow,
I had written that.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Oh, that is awesome.
All right,
got
some people in cosplay. There's a Minion.
Yes.
How you doing, Minion?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I like your banana. We're talking to a Minion right now with a banana. The Minion is here at NorwestCon live on the Black and a Half podcast.
That's
and
right.
How do you feel? I hear you have a new movie coming out. So, like, when the first Minion, when you made your first appearance in the first Minions movie, did you ever expect this sort of fame? See, it's I love talking to the Minions at these things.
They're very humble. They're just, you know what
and
I mean?
And you know what? Taller than I expected.
A lot taller.
Taller
lot
than
taller.
I expected. In
see
the
you guys in the movies.
Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart.
Right.
All right. So we're going to keep moving here.
Yes, but we want you to go ahead and listen.
Yeah,
yes, you made it probably on the Black and a Half podcast.
You just gave somebody in costume.
Yeah.
Our postcard.
Oh, yep.
Now they're
did
stuck
I?
With that.
Yes, there you go. Well. Feel free to listen,
you
but
wanna,
keep doing great things. Keep inspiring the world. We love your movies. It's amazing.
I love it when people commit to it.
Yeah,
they
seriously.
To the,
that's
hey,
me.
Let's,
I don't commit
down
enough.
Here.
Yeah, let's go
down here.
Let's down this hall.
I see art, the art show. Oh, they got some. Oh, that's just registration. I was like,
oh
some games.
Man, I was like,
no, that's just computers for registration.
And then you were yelling at me about being PC on the.
What?
For PC games, you know what
PC
I mean?
Game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I got to yell at you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
I got genuine nerd cred.
Yeah, yeah.
Art show. Ooh, the art.
Oh, this looks very cool. Sorry.
Convention badges required. Let's go in here.
All right, let's do this. This looks very fancy. I feel like I'm always on your opposite side.
All right, we're in the art.
We're in
an
art
the
museum.
Art show.
I feel like I almost need to be quiet in an art
I know.
Museum. Yeah, this looks like classy.
Yeah,
these are really good
it's
drawings.
Definitely quieter in here. Oh, okay, look at this. Over here, there's some, like, three-dimensional art.
Oh, this is my favorite.
I've seen some things. I saw something like this set up at Comic-Con, but they weren't actually selling them. But this is, I like this.
This
it's,
looks like.
So what it is, what are these called? So they're three-dimensional boxes, and they have setups in them of action figures and such. I can't think of the name of.
Right now I'm looking at Gorilla Grodd.
Grog. I was trying to think of his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that.
And I'm not sure who this is next
Michelle
to
George. Somebody with a whip. She's got a little whip there. So
yeah.
I think Gorilla Grog's about to get a little action.
This is pretty cool, though. I like
yeah.
it. I don't know what this other one is. It looks like.
Oh, wait. Defenders of the Realm series.
Oh, okay, okay.
What it's called.
What is this? Builder Bob over here?
Artist is Solaris. Builder Bob.
No, I'm just kidding.
Bob the Builder.
This is cool.
It's my favorite cosplay, Bob the Builder.
We're at Lee Moyer's.
So Lee Moyer's looking at their art. Okay, so Comic-Con this year was the first time I ever bought art.
Oh, Annie, did you?
For, yeah, we
oh,
got,
sorry,
three,
you bought, you bought
we got three or four pieces of art.
You bought her some street art. I remember that.
Yeah, one piece of street art, and then we bought a couple for inside.
They got James Brown.
This is great for a podcast, just
George
staring at art.
Well, I'm just saying, you guys can like support the artists. If
yeah, no, they should. Do you know you don't have any art up in your house that's nerdy?
No, it's all my
wife's it's
art.
All Pottery Barn.
Yeah, Pottery Barn.
So like if you could,
yes.
if you got permission.
Yes.
You
to,
know, what where would you are you the artist? Oh, okay. Are you the artist?
I am not an artist, but I know artists.
You know artists?
Well, I know there's three artists over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One's in white, two are in gray.
They look important. They really do.
Yeah, well, they are.
They do. Yeah, they are. No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
As in, like, he.
Lee Moyer?
Is in the white.
I was gonna call that out. I was like, he looks like he's probably Lee Moyer.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
It's Corey.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
And I like white jackets. You have to be bold.
Yeah.
Like
definitely.
You're confident. Like, I'm not gonna spill anything.
Exactly.
No one's gonna knock me to the ground.
Right. Unless you're like Don Johnson in like Miami Vice. You know what I mean?
Well, he was confident.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Nobody's
Johnson's
gonna
confident.
No, that's what I think a white jacket says. It says, you're not going to push me to the ground. I'm not going to get stuff on my jacket.
Exactly.
This is going to be clean.
Right.
It's tight. I can't pull that off.
I wish I was a decent artist. But no, okay, back to your question. If I could have any art in the house.
I mean, would it be Superman? Would it be Ninja Turtles? What would you go?
Like, I probably would go DC.
Like something superhero?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, so the wife, she let me hang some stuff up in our room.
In your room. Nobody can see this.
Yeah, nobody can see this. But she painted what was an Incredible Hulk fighting Wolverine. There's also one.
Wait, she did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. She let you put up art,
the
but she drew. That's the best.
Yeah. And so it was, that's the only piece of superhero art I'm allowed to have in the house. But yeah, and it's like, it's weird.
Couldn't
it's
draw
like,
you like a Wonder Woman with a,
it's kind of like,
with
like,
a Killer Frost
it's
or something,
like, yeah,
get a little action going
well, it's
on.
It's weird because it's like a Native American style, like art to it. And so it's, also, I'll take a picture and we'll post it online so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. And so, all right.
Well, check this out. I like the, we're looking at some.
I like the live.
It's like a sculpted piece. I think a little steampunk maybe.
Yeah.
It says we are being videotaped. Like, okay. We're not used to that. all right.
This is cool.
I don't know if this is a genre in particular. I don't think this is from a.
It almost
it
looks
could
like
be from a book. I'm honestly not as knowledgeable.
Yeah. So to everybody listening, it's almost like I'm looking at a Lost in Space meets.
Oh, there's
oh,
a
here
sign.
We go. Oh, there's a sign. Perfect.
Michael Duquette's Europa Probe. Oh,
all right.
Oh, it's probably from the movie or the book.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's being designed.
Nice. Okay.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay. This is awesome.
All right. So check this out online. If
it's only $1,200, you can get the Europa Probe.
This is actually
pretty
style.
Awesome. Look at the gun. I like this gun. A Colt accelerator.
I feel like that's probably what weapons are going to be like in the future.
Yeah,
to
like
some extent.
Probably not laser gun.
Yeah, probably like a little vintage with a little bit of technology.
What I really appreciate is the imagination these artists come up with.
Me
like
too.
As a like sci-fi, you can do anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're looking at like some.
It's like a troll.
What's it called? Shadows of Colossus. Now. Yeah, it looks like a half King Kong, half troll with some horn. Oh, and then there's a dude up on top of it.
Oh,
about to stab
like
its brain.
Oh, okay.
That's how you kill a giant troll gorilla.
Very true.
In the brain. It's like a zombie.
You're right. There you go.
So you folks, are you visiting? Are you checking this out? Or are you exhibitors or?
I'm an author.
You're an author? Oh, hi.
Yeah.
We're Black and a Half, the podcast.
Cool.
I'm Silas. I'm the half.
I'm Manny. I'm the full.
He's the black. Black
and a half. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I just got it.
We interview a lot of artists and artists, writers on our show, and so we come to NorwestCon to meet a lot of authors. Are you here to promote a book that you're in?
Well,
that you
I
have?
Mean, I do panels.
Okay. Panels?
Yeah.
Well, so what's your latest book?
Dungeon Crawl.
My
series is The 20-Sided Sorceress.
Okay.
When did that come out? When did your last
At
one come out?
The end of February.
Oh, so it's a fresh out there. I mean, you should come on our podcast and promote your book. Like, are you local?
Portland.
Portland?
Yeah.
That's local.
Yeah.
I mean, you made it this far.
Yeah.
You can go another 10 minutes
so,
north.
So how can our listeners pick up your book? Are you on Amazon? Or?
Yeah, Amazon or your local bookstore.
Okay.
The ebooks are individual, and then the print books are in omnibus form.
Okay.
And they're everywhere. So and the university bookstore has them in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome. Did you come to conventions before you were a writer?
Yeah. So I did gaming conventions before I was a writer.
Yeah.
And so, like, Penny Arcade Expo and things like that. Yeah. And then...
Was writing something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, and then... But I didn't take it seriously until 2009. And then I was like, this is my husband in the awesome cosplay here.
Nice. So who are you dressed as?
That hurts.
Wait.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just...
Dude, you watched the movie? Yeah, Daredevil.
Sorry, I didn't know Daredevil. I know. I didn't want to, like, say, like...
I
want
to say the wrong thing.
I know. I don't want to be like...
I just saw you from the back, so I thought you were Montego and Toy... I thought the Man in Black. Well, this is from the back. From the back. And then he turned around. I saw what it was.
It's solid, though.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
Like, no, he had eyes. Like, really? So, yeah, okay. He was in skin tight black.
I like it. So are we a fan of the Netflix series right now, or are we not feeling it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I like it. I like the whole thing with the Punisher. I like it a lot. I'm just still a little, like, hurt by the whole Ben Affleck thing.
I just rewatched both seasons in a binge, like, a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
Wait, I confess we haven't finished Iron Fist yet.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
We have three episodes left, and then we had to leave for a week, and then it's been like a month, and we haven't.
Like, in all fairness, I haven't finished Luke Cage, so I just like the fighting was just. It gets better.
Like, it's mostly watch it for Black Mariah.
Okay.
Like, because she's like, I mean, that actress is amazing, but also her character arc is like.
Oh, okay. So it gets okay.
Just like. Nice. I mean, Luke's cool and all, and Claire is awesome, so, and Misty, and, you know, I mean, everybody's good, but, like, her, like, the rise of the villain is, like...
So it's definitely worth it. Okay, I'm going to finish it tonight, then. Okay.
I heard that Iron Fist was released as a cure for insomnia. people are saying they're binge-watching too much. We need to give them something they do not want to watch once.
It's not that bad. It's just...
It's not up to the same level.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, and apparently they screwed over the actor I read this, that some of his fight choreography, he only had like 15 minutes before they filmed
really?
So that's why the fights look so weird.
Yeah.
So I think they just half-assed it.
Yeah.
It's like, it could have been
series.
So much better. Yeah, it's like, oh, well, I guess we need a fourth defender.
Right.
I'm like, no, you don't. Just like give Misty her bionic arm and let's go.
Right. Okay, so final question. So, how are we feeling? What's going to be better, Thor Ragnarok or Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Tough.
I don't know.
They're different.
I know they're different, but if you had to choose one.
What do you think is going to be better?
What's going to be the
what movie that you know nothing about?
Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm getting divorced now.
Awesome. I wasn't.
Hair. If he hadn't cut his hair, she'd be on board.
True,
you're right.
True. No, totally. That's
oh, yeah. Poor Hemsworth, man.
It's good that women do that to men, too.
Yeah.
You know? That's right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I love that hair, man.
Cool. So one more time, the book and where you can get it.
It's called The 20-Sided Sorceress. Okay. It's the series. There's 8 books.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
And you can get it everywhere. But if you go to Amazon, the first book is free.
Okay. There you go. Check
it out.
So,
well, check out our podcast. Listen to it. The authors you might want
to
come on.
Would love to have you on the podcast. Definitely.
Yeah, in depth.
Daredevil, my man. Looks great. Nice to meet you. All right. So
I like that you said nice to meet you. The one you didn't talk to.
I know.
Well,
yeah.
Look at that. I just almost tripped over something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our gorilla interview right there. Right, we just attack. We just go. People are standing like, there. And I'm like, maybe I'm going to talk to you whether you want to or not.
Podcast.
Looked like you said yes. What? Right, I love these conventions because I just see like a Trill walk by.
Yes. I feel like.
A Trill is a Star Trek thing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in my grandmother's like house right now.
Well, that's because we're in a 70s hotel. And now there's a lot of
I feel like it might be
art.
Haunted a little bit.
I wish. Haunted would be awesome.
I don't know. Did you?
Have
did,
you ever been? In,
did we, you? Did you hear about Phil Fox and the haunted house?
No.
Like they like did a Ouija board in a haunted house. Phil, Jay, and some other people, and like Phil started crying.
Is this public? Is this public?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Public. They posted the podcast.
Okay.
I don't think I could ever bring myself to do something like that. I'm too afraid.
You can't
of ghosts.
Do a Ouija board.
No, I'm
in
like,
a haunted
too,
house.
Man, I don't want to like possess myself.
Man, then we should do it for
no,
you.
I'm
videotape
too, like,
it. Get
I'm,
some. Le- get
I'm
some.
Too. What is it? Sensitive. Oh, what is that? Is that boba?
Oh, look at this. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. I got a little Spock monkey.
Yes.
$15. That's it? This should be like $3,000.
It really should.
I love that.
Leonard Nimoy, we miss you.
Cole Boldly. Ooh, some nice art. Got a Klingon plate.
Yeah.
Some of those glasses are nice. If I didn't have this,
they say the artist.
We have a thing that's saying we can't buy new glasses from our house right now because, like, no, that's from me.
Oh, okay.
We have too many. I said, do not buy me anymore.
Oh, you got all those, like commemorative, like, Disney cups and
from
McDonald's?
No. We don't even, I get, like, for Christmas, people would give me glasses, like, pint glasses of Marvel heroes, and then they would give me, like, some Star Trek cups. And I have, like 15 coffee mugs that are nerdy related. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
People just give them to me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you like this.
Do you have a Star Trek flask?
I do not. Wait.
They don't have one here, I don't think.
I think I do have a Star Trek flask.
For some reason, I think you do.
I think I got one. I haven't drank out of it yet. I need to do that.
Yeah, might as well.
I need to drink more.
Yeah.
I think that's what's missing in my life, alcohol. I just need more.
Well, you gave up.
Okay, did I tell you what?
Are you on, like, week what of no soda?
I'm like 5 weeks, I think.
5 weeks.
Yeah, like it's the caffeine is getting me. Okay, here's what we can talk
about.
Water,
right?
Yeah, we're here at NorwestCon recording live, but we can still talk about stuff we always talk about.
Yes.
Okay, so I can't drink if I drink alcohol at night.
Right.
I have trouble sleeping. Like
okay.
The back of your throat, there's a thing, like not your uvula. It's not a sexual joke, man. This is what I'm talking about, the back of my throat. Don't be rude. When you get older, it gets loose. That's not a vulva. It gets looser and like you snore more.
Oh, okay.
And so alcohol relaxes it too.
Really?
And so that makes me snore. And so if I have a drink late at night or a lot during the day, it'll do that.
So
if I drink brunch, if I drink at brunch,
mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Right.
If I drink early, so I'm only trying to do it at parties.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I use mouthwash at night.
Does it have alcohol?
It has a big alcohol content in it.
It doesn't get into your blood.
No, but it's like if you gargle with it, right? That kind of.
Oh.
That's another.
If you swallow it.
Okay.
And we know Manny swallows a lot.
Just
he's at the parlor all next month.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
So I can't drink at night.
Okay.
So I can only drink during the day.
So wait, does
I gotta wake up and have whiskey.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, that's whiskey with breakfast, I guess. That's
not
a bad idea.
You know, it's a saying, whiskey before eggs. I don't know. That's the whole saying.
What was the entire saying.
What did
Jeff Dye say? He said, beer before liquor, never sicker. And then liquor before wine, pee the futon. Something. let's see what else is out here.
So, Grant is... Okay, so we're on the next hall.
Yes.
Oh, you know, but I'm smelling the food.
Oh, I know. That smells amazing right now.
Look at this. This smells way better than...
Oh, what is this? This is like...
This smells way better than...
is this soccer?
Wait, okay.
What's going on? Let people pass.
Okay, we're looking in. There's a bunch of basketballs inside of a room.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Let's look at the...
Oh, yeah. Let's read what the panel says.
Okay, it says Roman Legionary Gladius and Scutum Tactical Combat. I thought it said Scrotum
Tactical
Combat. Tactical
Combat.
Because I'm...
you never know. You might need that.
Because I am 12 years old.
Yeah.
Nerf Zombie Maze later on.
Oh, that could be
fun. Wait, so it's almost... We're doing this. Yeah, this must be the Roman... Let's go in here. Let's look at the Roman Legionnaire battling.
Should we?
Turn around. Go in there.
Right. Well, I don't want to...
What are you doing?
I don't want to trip you up.
Oh, don't... You won't trip me, fool. All right, so we're going in here.
This is cool. All right.
Oh, be quiet. Okay. So, now it's like Wimbledon.
I'm so scared right now.
There's a bunch of basketballs. And, okay, we're going to leave here because we have to be quiet. And I can't possibly be quiet.
I want to see from this side.
Like, I cannot be making fun of people quietly.
I got to do this from the...
Oh, the food looks good.
The food looks amazing.
Eating bratwurst is the best thing in the world.
It's a healthy Jedi diet.
I feel like Jedis would be vegetarian, and that's probably the thing that would keep me away from it, right? Because everything has the Force.
Exactly. Well, you could be a gray Jedi, right?
Huh?
Gray Jedi. Gray Jedis are in the middle, right? They're like, I don't know. Because it's, what, Sith? There's the Jedi, and then there's, isn't there a gray?
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna ask.
No, you're making stuff.
Ma'am, sorry. If there is, are there gray Jedi out there? Okay, that's so great, Jedi. They're in the middle, correct? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what. So I kind of feel like Luke might be going
about?
Gray Jedi with this new Sith, What's the new one? Last of the Jedi. What do you think? You think he could be gray, or you think he's just done with? Did you see the new trailer?
Like Gandalf.
Oh, okay. I don't want to ruin it for you. If you're trying
Gandalf
to miss
the gray.
I think he
has more lines than he did in the last one.
I know, right? I was waiting so much to see Luke. And then it was just this one little, like, snippet of him. So, I don't know.
And he was still a horrible actor in that one line. Oh, come on. Oh, hey, I'm the biggest star. I'm a big Star Wars fan. We all admit that, Mark.
He's a Trekkie. He's a horrible
Hamill
person.
Hamill has not been the best actor.
Sacrilege, man.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
I love him. He's not the best
actor. This might be the end of our podcast. We've been going for a while. And you know what? It is what it is. But, no, I'm excited. I think I love Rey as the female lead. I think that she's going to – I think she'll possibly start up the Jedi, like, Academy again. I don't know. Do we?
Might be the last Jedi.
That's what I was thinking. That's what scares me. I don't know. I'm not ready.
Jedi is plural.
Ooh, that's a good. You know what? I never thought that. I'm not ready to cope with that.
Jedi
right now.
Is a plural.
Well, you know, after they actually don't think it's like specified whether it's one Jedi or two. Whether it's Jedi.
The Jedi Academy is more than one Jedi, right?
Yeah. Okay, so did anybody ever know about Mara Jade? Do you know who Mara Jade is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what didn't Luke and Mara have like some sort of?
But that's not canon.
In the books, that's no longer canon.
So anything canon?
I don't know if it was canon, but it's not canon now.
Oh, okay.
We sold to Disney.
Oh,
yeah.
Boo. Okay, because that's who I was thinking could be Rey's parents would be those two, but
maybe not. I don't know. So.
Well, Luke could still be her parent.
That's true. That's very true.
I also heard that it could be Obi-Wan because you know the whole British accent thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay. Man, I'm ready.
It's important to have people with random British accents all through the core.
You know, that's actually funny to me because John Boyega, the guy who plays, Finn?
He's actually British.
But they didn't let him keep his British accent.
Right.
You just have to have random people with British accents.
You know, and it's not the first thing that has had one British person got to keep theirs and one didn't.
Right.
Battlestar Galactica, James Callis got to keep his British accent. Okay. In fact, he teased the other actor about it.
And and also Jean-Luc Picard,
yeah,
who's French with a British accent in space. They're a little random on what they decide what was it? Star Trek Enterprise Tucker.
Right.
They told him he was when he started, he got this deep Southern accent, and then they're like, you know, season three, they're like, oh, you're from Florida. I'm like, what? I've been doing Florida.
In the South.
What are you talking about? They're like, that's not a Miami accent.
Good point. Okay, so I'm going to ask just a random question here. Rogue One, what was your rating of it?
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good. I would have loved to see a little more Darth Vader, you know, like at the end.
You were so mainstream.
Yeah.
So mainstream. I think that was the reshoot is when they added him in.
It was a little, I know some people liked the sort of digital thing of Tarkin and that.
Oh, and Leia.
But the Leia didn't bother me so much, but there was something really sort of disturbing about Tarkin and his mouth movements.
You know, that's funny to me because
he is evil.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should be disturbed by him.
But not like disturbing on that level, but disturbing on sort of the whole mouth.
Right.
Yeah, there was something that was just, yeah.
I find that so fascinating because I was the opposite. Tarkin, I don't think, bothered me so much, but Leia just looked too cartoony for me. I don't know why at the very end.
Leia didn't really look like Leia, with their...
Yeah, I mean, that's such a hard thing. It's the beginning of the facial, you know, reconstruction with CGI. But, I don't know, I miss Leia, so I hope.
Yeah.
I would love for them to, I don't know, either digitally put her in the last one, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I think that it may be too soon.
Yeah,
people.
I agree. They had a beautiful. Did you make it to Comic-Con at all this year? Mm. They had a really big memorial for her outside.
At the Star Wars. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Comic-Con,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on our podcast very quickly. We are Black and a Half. I'm Manny Martin. This is Silas Lindenstein. If you want to tune in and check us out, this will be up in probably.
We do some live episodes like this. We don't usually attack people while they're eating.
I'm sorry.
But Manny has no
I had
manners.
To know about the Grey Jedi thing.
He's
I just
like,
wanted to
Grey
really
Jedi, let me. She's eating.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
whatever.
Interrupt.
Okay. I'm a horrible person.
Oh, she stopped when we said Grey Jedi. That's
the
why.
The Grey Jedi thing is like a new thing in like some of the new books.
So it could be hints. Maybe they are doing hints.
All right.
Well, you heard it first.
I don't know if it's canon, though.
Yeah.
Because some of them are and some of them aren't.
Makes sense.
Well, thank you so much. You heard it here first on Black and a Half Podcast. So, awesome. Enjoy enjoy the rest of
My
the
My Little Pony. Little yes, pony cosplay.
Love it.
Giddy up. Yeah. All right. I've always wanted to say that to a pony.
Should we go outside and check and out the food?
Well, they're all eating.
Yeah, that's
what
I was going to say. We can grab something.
So, we're at an hour, 6 minutes now.
Hour, 6 minutes. Oh,
that
actually,
we've been recording.
Before,
so.
Before
oh, we got to go back to that
yes,
room.
That's exactly where
okay,
I wanted
let's
to
make
go.
Our way
let's
back.
Let's go down. I think we can go down this way.
Yeah.
To the right.
What? We're no. lost. I think
okay.
we have to go this
yeah,
way.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back. All right.
I mean, what do you. You're not into. You don't cosplay. Right. Yeah, I mean, you right
I would
now.
Say a cosplay,
right now, you're cosplayed as an
Atari
machine.
My favorite cosplay was when I bought a Robin outfit, right? And my Robin outfit didn't quite fit, and so I had to wear like a jockstrap to kind of keep my junk down, and it was a little embarrassing, but I think the reason was because I bought it from China. Like discount,
what?
And it was shipped over. So I think that they weren't, allotting
they,
for the.
What, they size them different there. Is
they
what
do.
You're saying?
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
like,
I'm not trying to hate.
Not
you know,
saying they have a small.
Yeah, shout
junk.
Out to Dr. Dow, United Airlines.
Hello,
hi guys. We are doing our podcast. We are Black and a Half, and this is Silas Lindestein. I'm Manny Martin.
He's the black.
Yeah, he's the half. What's your name?
Lauren. Nice. I go by the Spoon Fairy here.
Nice to meet you,
Spoon
Fairy.
Spoon Fairy.
And then who is this?
This is Ziggy Cutie? Stardust.
Hello there, Ziggy Stardust. How you doing? so is this how?
Well, you've okay. Now we're looking at your badge here.
Oh, this is
and
no
you've
joke.
Got a ton of ribbons. So you,
oh,
this
yeah.
is not your first convention.
No, I started with number 12.
Wow. Okay.
And these ribbons here, we've mentioned them before on the, but we didn't explain them on the
yes.
podcast. So you get them only here? Are they only here?
You can order them. Okay. That's what a lot of people do. They pre-order them.
Okay.
Give out at con. Each one of them say something different. Like,
okay.
there's a costume guild called the Skittles.
Oh.
Okay.
They're all different colors. Mm-hmm. If you ask them nicely, you get a Skittles ribbon.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Okay.
There's stuff about Doctor
do
Who.
Do they do them at more than just NorwestCon, or is it a NorwestCon thing?
They do them at RustyCon. They do them at all the main conventions.
Okay.
And end
so
of the year, there's another one
nice.
Called AngloCon.
Oh, okay. So what's AngloCon?
British Media.
Oh, okay.
And two of the doctors from the early years mm-hmm. are going to be the guest of honor.
Wow. Okay.
And so one day, we'll have a black and a half one.
Yeah.
We can do that, a ribbon.
Well, you got a captain,
anyone
right?
who talks
you got
to us. I got a captain and a red pill.
Red pill.
Red pill. Because I'm woke.
Yes. So I guess if you go vote.
Yeah,
for
and then I have the, I found the hero of Canton, the man they call Jane.
Yes.
And I actually had to sing it to get it.
Okay. So
well, some of them, there's things you have to do. Like there's a Northwest Harvest one. You donate to get that one because
okay.
the money goes to Northwest Harvest. And that is the fundraiser that this convention does is for Northwest Harvest.
Oh, cool. Okay. Very fun.
So what do you love most about going to a convention like this?
This is family.
Yeah.
This is family for me. This is a big family reunion. I feel normal here. I'm not judged here. I'm not looked down upon.
Oh,
I can be me.
That's how it should be. That's how just the world should be in general.
Wait, now, do you feel like, I mean, now that a lot of our fandoms here that were once we're quiet about, they're becoming mainstream. Do you think it's becoming more accepted outside of here, or is there
yes,
something different at
I
a con?
I think it is. It's real comfortable. I can go around with my Doctor Who stuff on. Oh, you're a Whovian. You know, how long have you been one? And I'm like, I didn't start with the new stuff.
There you go.
I started with the Third Doctor.
Exactly.
I started with Pertwee. Mm-hmm. And my first episode was the episode with Sarah Jane Smith.
Okay.
So I've been with it for a long time.
There you go.
I grew up with it. I understand it. I prefer a lot of British media over
mm-hmm. yeah.
American media. And
yeah.
there are a lot of us here who, there's a lot of people who follow one thing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One thing so-so. I know very little about the DC universe.
Right.
I know three things about the Star Wars universe.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And
the Who universe is where you're at? Is that your
I
main one?
I am a Whovian. I am a Doctor Who fanatic. Call my house during the show. I'm not answering the phone. You knock on my door. You can stay outside until the show's over.
Is there Now, is there any geekdom that you've looked at and you're like, you haven't got into, but you kind of wish you could take the time to do?
Not as of yet. Mm-hmm. I have my obsessions with, you know, things that I really love. Mm-hmm. Because in the summertime, I also do pirate festivals.
Oh, so cool. Okay.
And Renaissance fairs.
Okay.
So I'm kind of spread out there with the mediums that I do. So. Yeah.
Has there been a big surprise, like, for you? Like, one
not
that you
really.
Just watched? Okay.
Not really. And in next month, there is another convention that's going to be here.
Okay.
The 5th, 6th, and 7th of May.
Oh, okay.
Crypticon.
Right. Yeah, we were talking to them earlier.
Yeah.
All horror movie based. So I'm looking forward to that one because that one's my birthday weekend.
Oh, there you go. So are you going to dress up as any?
Not really. Okay. I am bringing, I took a cabbage patch and I turned it into Pinhead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice, okay. Nice.
When Doug Bradley was here a few years back, I had it, and he thought it was hilarious.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I'm going to have him sign it this year. So,
so what's the furthest you will go for a con?
Probably here because of being disabled. It's hard to get around a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. It's cool seeing just everybody here. You definitely get that sense of family, like you said. Everybody's so, you know, friendly. I would say Comic-Con was great.
Yeah.
I love Comic-Con. We got
really crowded.
Yeah, it was really crowded. Yeah.
I was there for a few hours, and I'm like, okay, too many people. I got to go.
I felt like I got a little anxiety when I was there.
Yeah.
So, but
a lot of people with their badge names, it's themed for reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
I based mine on the spoon theory for people with disabilities who can only go so far. And I'm like, because I know people who are in it's called the Spoonie community for people with disabilities who can only do so much a day. And I hand out little plastic spoons, so they're never out of spoons.
That's cool.
Good. That's
I love
awesome.
It. Well, yeah. Here, let me give you one of our cards here so you can tune in and listen to us. And so very nice meeting you. And we look forward.
Yeah, you can do it online. Listen directly.
And we will probably see you over at Crypticon. So, and we'll be wishing you a happy birthday and all that good jazz. So, yeah,
awesome.
There you go. 53 years young.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Have a good con. You got to get a picture before we leave of this moon.
Oh, yeah. This is... do you remember Mac the Moon from McDonald's?
What?
You never,
oh, wait.
He was
a
the
character?
Moon that used to play piano for McDonald's. It was a little intense.
Wait, was he a character?
He was a character, yeah. He was with Grimace and, like, everybody. But he was sitting at a piano, and he would play. And it was the creepiest thing I've ever seen as a child. And it didn't make me want to eat any McDonald's at all.
That's a fail on their part.
It really is.
Well,
oh,
how many
yes, Bender. Yeah.
Bender, that's a good Bender. I like the guy walking around. I know what it's from. It's from he has the bulletproof vest. It's a Leia convention.
Yeah,
we're just
Leia
walking by a bunch
this
of Leias.
Cool. Love it.
Wow. I haven't seen that many Leias. Oh. Maybe it's an honor, like an honor of Carrie. I like the people that just had these buns that they stuck on their head with glue. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so for those of you who are listening, it was actually a bald guy with the Leia buns on, which was it was awesome. So he was leading the convention.
I was going to say nice buns, but I think that might have violated one of the rules
exactly.
of
the con. We'll never be invited back.
Right. They're like, yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you this. You've seen Fifth Element?
Keep walking. Yeah.
Are those the guys from Fifth Element? Is that who the security guards are?
You know what? That might be it.
Okay.
I just thought they were just weird.
No.
Like, I was like, this is a weird choice.
I was like, who are they?
And they're actual things.
I should have showed up.
Oh, more group cosplay.
I should have showed
up as
Ruby Rod.
All right. There's a group right now. They are dressed as the people from Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that's
awesome.
The
fans. That is awesome. Let's interview these people. We got to interview.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Nervous?
Yeah, a little nervous. This is cool.
Hi there. We're
yes.
We are.
Yes.
We're from the Black and a Half podcast.
Yes.
We're here. This is Manny. Yes. And we're interviewing. Here's a group
Quest.
From Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
I'm just. Okay. Yes. Our historical record. Yeah.
This is so very cool.
We love group cosplay.
Yes.
One day you'll...
Thermians.
Thermians.
Galaxy Quest.
Thermians, yes.
Huge Galaxy Quest fan.
I was the one who noticed. I was like, that's a great. Do you come each year? Is this the cost? Do you dress like this each year?
Yes.
Each year since we have existed.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Okay.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
loving this. Well, I think, can we actually get a picture with you guys? We actually, it's for our, oh, perfect. No, yes, no, maybe. All right, here, let me see if I can get somebody to. For those of you who can't see us, I'm wearing an Atari shirt. Would you guys mind taking a picture of us? Oh, of course, yeah, we'll take one for you guys. All right.
This is our first live.
This is our first
live. We're recording a podcast while getting a picture.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was
cool. Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you want? Oh. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just saw them. They were awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Told you that was going to be scary.
That was crazy. I love group cosplay.
Me too. I feel like the people who like dedicate, you know what I mean? Like, and commit to it as a team.
Why can't we get that together?
I don't know.
Can we do a Black Justice League? Me, you, Jack.
We probably could.
Could we? Get Jamal.
I'll let you come tonight to the masquerade.
Oh, okay. Let's
tonight,
do.
Starting 5 p.m., the kids starting early, 3.
Okay.
The
okay.
masquerade. I have changed my outfit, too, but you will see nice people and nice outfit, cosplay and everything.
I love it. Okay. So, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock is starting the show, but now me have go there, I think starting 6 or 7. Look in your book on Saturday.
Okay.
Masquerade.
Masquerade, okay.
And this is done going on. And not only this, a good friend for me, they're playing tonight live.
Oh, perfect.
In the ballroom.
Does it get out of control? Like, is there a keg? Like, what happens today? Freaky dancing?
Yeah, dancing tonight. This is, they make live music.
Okay.
It's God. I know him. I forgot his name.
That's okay.
He is really popular, and he plays a lot in Seattle. And
Macklemore?
All that.
Is his name Macklemore?
I forgot his last name.
That's all right.
Yeah. He did all this before he made this steampunk music and all this stuff, and he separate.
Manilow?
No.
Manilow? No?
He has this hand makes his own guitar builder, the steampunk guitar.
Okay.
I know him since 2009.
Okay.
So right. They're playing, and you come then, and then tomorrow. So most the ending day, but you can get pre-registration, get 50% on your tickets.
Oh, okay.
So you can get maybe, I don't know, it's still
$45,
$50. Yeah,
that's
we're pressed. Maybe we can get in for free.
Yeah, you win a membership. You have a card you're filling out tomorrow and pre-registration for next year. And I keep your credit card state, and then you have it for next year, your ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah, so we'll make sure to check that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
You
thank
too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
When you make volunteer, you have great time. Oh, you meet people.
Definitely.
That is really, really awesome.
Cool.
Okay. Have a great time.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you too.
Number 40.
Number 40.
Number
absolutely.
40. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the big 50. That's gonna be fun. Nice
meeting
you too.
You.
Yeah.
It's another.
So we saved the best for last, guys. This is
all right. So we are at the Learn About Consent Table. Consent Academy.
Yes.
Is the name of it. Consent is the accent. So, okay, Rose. Rose, I met Rose the other night. Sort of met. I was spying on there. I went to an X-Wing. I'm doing this X-Wing miniatures game. I think I talked about it earlier on this. I forget.
I don't know if you
I think
did.
I did.
A little bit. I think we might have been talking about it.
So, been playing this. I went to Card Kingdom. And played, and Rose was there playing, teaching somebody to play.
I was teaching somebody, yeah.
And you're addicted to
plastic
X-Wing?
Crack, yeah. it's a technical term.
It's really okay.
It is a technical term.
Now, were you playing it since it came out?
I have. I've been playing that since it came out, yes.
Were you a Star Wars fan? Was that what drew you to it right away? Or were you a gaming fan?
I've done a lot of tabletop gaming in general, but I'm also a huge Star Wars fan as well, so...
I had seen that come out, and I was like, what? I don't know what it is. It was a little – I wanted the figures. I just wanted the figures, but I was like, I'm not buying a game to get the figures. And now I have an excuse just to get the figures. I'm like, I'm going to use it in my game, maybe.
Some people also buy them just for the aesthetics.
Yeah. And but I really like it. I'm addicted to this game. how do I, what's your advice for someone like me? How do I not buy everything?
By not having the money for it.
Okay. All right. I got that. Burn my cards.
So I have a question. How long has this been in existence now, this whole like game type?
Tabletop miniatures have been around since prehistory. There's historical evidence of carved figurines for games as far back as ancient China, 5,000 or so years ago, ancient Egypt, etc. It's become really popular.
Do you mean X-Wing or?
I guess a little bit of X-Wing.
Here's some history, folks. And then tabletop gaming became a popular genre for gaming around the time that D&D and stuff started coming out in the 60s and 70s. And people wanted tangible three-dimensional items to do their role-playing games. And then it expanded into historicals and then beyond that for fantasy, sci-fi, Star Wars, and the like. X-Wing itself came out in 2014.
Oh, it's not that old then.
It's newish.
So, yeah, I mean, it's... Someone asked if it was like Warhammer, and it's like, well, they said, well, it's much simpler, not as much investment. You don't have to paint them. You just buy them ready to play, and you play. It's so fun. I feel like I'm in a video game when I'm playing it, because I'm like, I'm matching myself. Like, oh, I'm going to, like, you pick you're going to take a left turn. You decide before they know. And so then you reveal what you're going to do. And sometimes they reveal what they're doing, and you're like, oh, crap, because I'm turning that way, too. We're going to hit each other.
Yeah. And that might be bad.
Yeah. And it's pretty awesome. So it's fun. There's a lot of funness in that.
So when's the next big tournament or when's the next?
There's things every
all the
week
time. Okay.
Now,
so
but
next Thursday.
There's some
okay.
people in they're at Star Wars Celebration right now at there's an invitational.
Really?
Like, yeah, that they're playing.
I couldn't afford to go.
Huh?
I couldn't afford to go this year.
But are you like you're one of the best though in the Northwest, you think or?
I don't know if I'd say that. I wouldn't say that. I haven't done the regional up here yet, but I'm also new to the area, so maybe next year.
Where are you out of?
I'm out of Everett currently.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean originally. You said you moved here?
I was in San Diego, and I just spent the last 8 horrible years in Arizona.
Okay. And you were like...
I never wished on anyone.
And then you thought, where can I get the least amount of sun? And you're like, Seattle?
The listeners can't see, but I'm about clear, so...
That's awesome. Okay, so we're here at your booth. You're manning a booth here at Comic-Con. The Consent Academy presents. So tell us about this. What did this? Is it an organization itself?
We are an organization that is part of the Seattle Foundation for Sex Positivity. Mm-hmm. This is a new branch of us as of March of this year. And the Consent Academy's goal is to teach individuals within the greater Seattle area of consent communication within any relationship that you may have, be it sexual or familial, coworkers, or even to somebody you meet on the street, of respecting boundaries, having open lines of communication between those around you to make sure that you can remain safe and everybody else can be safe, and that everybody can have positive interactions instead of harboring issues, causes of domestic violence, causes of rape. This is also very big against anti-rape culture. And we're looking at reaching out to schools, campuses, and just getting that information out because a lot of people nowadays don't take it into consideration or don't respect the needs or wishes of others. So.
I was thinking we should probably get this at a Republican convention, seeing as though Trump.
We've tried, and they won't let us in. So.
So crazy to me.
It's not surprising.
Not surprising.
Yeah. Like, ignorance is bliss for the. Hey, let's go. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot more at Comic Cons now. I think it was last year or the year before I started seeing the signs at Comic Con. So I think it's great. Great message because there's a lot of people that just don't. There's a lot of clueless people out there.
Or you just may not understand the intrinsic, the intrinsicness of it, right. Where. You don't even consider. Or you and I had a discussion once and everything was cool, but today you should double check or never assume later that something may not have changed. So.
I love that.
I'm going to ask my wife later.
No, you should. You should always. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I won't tell what my wife said to me last night, but it was hilarious. So.
Get away from me. Sick of you.
No.
Get out.
She said something about. Yeah, right? It's so funny to me. Oh gosh, she was. What did she say? She was like, "Yeah, we could have some tired sex." I'm like, "It sounds like
some
you have
tired."
Yeah, she was like, "I was like, it sounds like you have leftovers in the microwave." The same for me. It was like, I was like, "I'll pass." You know, that's
right. When I hear tired sex, I just think that's the car.
That's hilarious. Okay, so you have a website here. Oh yeah.
And that is www.consent.academy. And that's it for the website.
Okay.
All of our information is on there. We also post upcoming events. And we are going to be having more and more events as the year goes on. And we would really hope to see people stop by.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to take one of these with me. And thank you
we
for...
We gave you a card earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap this up, and I'm going to come right back here.
Yes.
So we've hit our time limit.
We have.
We can't do any more.
That's right.
By law.
By law, we can't.
There's a law in CTAC on how long black men can talk into a microphone.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It's an obscure law, but we can't risk it.
I want to recommend that you guys come check this out next year.
It's a lot of fun. Check out 41.
Yep.
I think we should come back.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing more of these. I think this is fun. It's nice meeting all these different people.
Yeah, definitely. I want to thank NorwestCon for the,
NorwestCon.
For the press passes.
Thank you for inviting black people into your heart. We knew you could do it.
We knew you could do it. You're officially diverse. Yes.
Maybe we'll be the official podcast one day.
Yes, we might be
in the panel.
Oh,
so
I love it.
Oh, this is great. We have more people walking by in costume. Yeah. It's the most wonderful thing. This is so great.
But from Skyline Properties.
Huh?
Not today. We
have shows coming up. Check our calendars.
Yeah.
You know me, at Silas L.
At Manny Martin, JR.
Those are our Twitter handles. You can follow us on Instagram, at Black and a Half.
For everybody who was on this, thank you so much for letting us interview you today.
Please sure to subscribe to our podcast.
Share
and, hear more. I mean, you welcomed us into the NorwestCon family. You can join the Black and a Half family.
Yeah, you might even be black for a day.
Yeah, for a day.
Not every. You don't want to do.
Don't do blackface though. That's just rude. Just be your white self.
Exactly.
And think I am black today.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Join us. Impressive. Join us.